For us, it was about the neighborhood engagement strategy that we've put together, where we're really changing the way we engage with communities in the city. And so we just have adopted a new process that's undergoing a real more direct relationship between City Hall and city neighborhoods, so that they can have access to City Hall easier and not so much in a bureaucratic function. So these neighborhood sessions, or the porch tours as we're calling them, is an opportunity for us to really get out in the community and listen to what the community's vision is for its neighborhood and see how the city can play a part in that. So we hope to have not just neighborhood leaders, but new members of the community, as well as businesses and folks and assets in that neighborhood being a part of these sessions.
What do you hope to learn that you otherwise might not be able to learn?
Well, I think if you just stay in City Hall, you'd miss a lot, right? So this is an opportunity for us to really get in the neighborhood, see some things that we wouldn't normally see, be on the neighborhood's turf instead of, you know, the City Hall side of it. So I think it's always, you learn a lot more when you're sitting on someone's front porch or in their living room or in their community center than you would if they came to you.
Is this going to be organized in a manner in which you meet in, say, a community center and people come and talk to you, or is it literally going to be on somebody's porch?
The first one actually is, I think, like a tent in someone's front yard. So it depends on what the neighborhood wants and what the neighborhood leader wants.
Now, this summer, you're going to be holding these in 14 neighborhoods. How did you pick the specific neighborhoods?
Well, we picked them across and worked with planning and community development. We used some places where there are some issues that need to be addressed this year that we know that the neighborhood's interested in. Some of them have high engagement, and so we really want them to, you know, really engage through the new neighborhood process. And, you know, when I ran for mayor, I knocked on, you know, our team knocked on 50,000 doors, and you know, we've been across the community last year, and I just didn't want us to say, oh, well, we're elected and we're not doing that anymore. So we'll be knocking on some doors as well, just so we can hear from people one-on-one directly what's happening in their neighborhood.
Which neighborhoods are going to be among the first to have these meetings with you?
Well, I think the first one actually is Roosevelt neighborhood, which is in the heart of West Dayton. I think one of the first three is Huffman, which is a historic district in East Dayton. So where they're all across the city, the first 14, it's an aggressive agenda. You know, we just finished the listening sessions with education, which we did 12 of, specifically around education. I expect these to be a lot more about housing issues, a lot more of the issues that affect the quality of life in neighborhood. I'm sure education will come up as well. But I'm pretty sure that we'll have a lot of discussion about police, fire, garbage, and some of the hard services the city provides.
Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley says she plans to visit all 65 of the city's neighborhoods during her 4-year term, which began earlier this year. I'm Steve Hirschberg.